Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Between the various ahadith on generosity and spending in good causes whilst having reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, an Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyukum malu warithihi ahabbu ilayhi min malihi. Qalu ya Rasulullah, ma minna ahadun illa maluhu ahabbu ilayhi. قال فإن ماله ما قدم ومال وارثه ما أخر رواه البخاري. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, which of you loves the wealth of his heirs more than his own wealth? Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam style, very beautiful style. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam head of teaching sahaba, explaining to sahaba very practically. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would express via actions. In other words, sometimes he'll hold his tongue and he'll explain how dangerous the misuse of the tongue is. Sometimes Rasulullah ﷺ would take a stick and he'll draw a small diagram on the ground and he'll explain something to Sahaba. So in sometimes his explanation and his teaching would be in the form of a Q&A. So here Rasulullah ﷺ is asking the Sahaba that which of you loves the wealth of his heirs more than his own wealth? That is a beautiful question to ask, to make Sahaba think. To get a person to think, sometimes you have to ask him a question. So which of you loves the wealth of his heirs more than his own wealth? Why? Because it's generally normal that the person loves his own wealth more than other people's wealth. Normal. If someone else's wealth gets stolen, we'll sympathize with the person. But if our wealth goes, how we feel? Much higher level of pain, because our wealth is dearer to us than someone else's wealth. But look at the question Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking, that which one of you, his heir's wealth is more beloved to him than his own wealth. So Sahaba replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of us love our own wealth more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, a person's wealth is what he sends forward, and the wealth of his heirs is that which he leaves behind. His own wealth is what he sends forward. In other words, he gives it in charity. Now that it has gone forward for him, it's actually waiting for him. That is really his wealth. And what he's saving and saving and saving and he's not giving is actually his heir's wealth. So he's got more love for his heir's wealth than his own wealth. Why? Because if he really loved his wealth more than what he needed, he would be spending it so that he would receive it in akhirat. He would receive his wealth. But by him hoarding and saving, he's actually loving someone else's wealth more than his own wealth. And what will happen is when a person passes away, now he'll wish that I saved so much, such a big bank balance I had, so many properties I had, I wish I spent it. That thought will go through his mind, because now I'm seeing the reward of my spending. Now the thought will come that I never spend it, I hope my heirs will spend it on me. So ulama write in the kitab, can there be a bigger bewukuf than this? Can there be a more foolish person than this? That he couldn't spend of his own wealth, how is someone else going to spend his wealth? In other words, when he couldn't spend on himself, how will someone else spend on him? It's just like a dream that all that money I left behind, somebody is going to suddenly spend it for me. When I couldn't spend my own wealth for my own self, in other words, give it in charity, give it in good causes. So today I can see the benefit of my wealth. I stored it. How do I expect someone else to take that wealth now? When I didn't use it for myself, how do I expect someone else to take it and use it for me? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. What a beautiful example this is. Person must realize, every one of us must realize. There's one incident our Mawlana, late Mawlana Gorasab, Rahmatullah Ali, used to give. He says once there was a man, he was coming home, and on the way he saw someone selling mangoes and selling lychees. And it was a hot day, it was summertime, so he felt for it. He said, I'm buying this box of mangoes, I'm buying this box of lychees. What I'll do is I'll take it home. Now it's a busy time, it's almost Maghrib time, and from Maghrib to Isha I'm in the masjid, I go for my gush, and I do my gush, etc. So when I come home after the program at night, then I can have this lychees and mangoes. So he takes it home and he leaves it there. And then he proceeds for Maghrib Salah. He does his gush, he does his program, everything. So at night now when he comes, he's hoping that I'm going to have some of these mangoes and lychees. When he comes, the wife gives him the food, etc. So now he's waiting for the fruit. After the food finishes, he's waiting for the fruit. So the wife tells him that the grandchildren are here, the children are here, we are here. We all are feeling for these mangoes and lychees. So we finished it. So this man gets a bit disappointed. But Allah Ta'ala puts one thought in his mind. He says, whilst I'm alive, these people didn't think of me. Do you think they'll ever think of me when I'm in the qabr? So then he thought to himself that this wealth, and he went into his tijori, he took out that big parcel. He said, I rather, whilst I'm alive, I rather do something. He helped to design one masjid. He took that money, he built one masjid. He said, if I don't do for myself in my own life, how can I expect others to do for me? Yeah, they couldn't even think of me with one mango and some lychees. Where are they going to think of me when I'm gone in the qabr? Just an example, illustration, to show us that it's a dream. Whilst we got the opportunity, we should be spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Don't think that somebody else is going to do it on our behalf. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.